And welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Back and Forth. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Back and forth. I have missed a couple of podcasts this last week. Oops. So here is the first of the two, a little late. My reason for writing this podcast late is that I've been spending time researching my options as far as the education of my two youngest. They are in a normal elementary school, which I like very much, and where they receive a lot of Spanish instructions. I'm thrilled that they have that extra benefit, as most elementary schools around here only teach English. But recently, I have discovered that my youngest son has a visual problem. He has what is called visual dyslexia. It's not the well-known dyslexia. When a child with this problem reads black text on a white background, his eyes struggle to see clearly. The contrast is too much for his photoreceptors. Now that he has been diagnosed, he has green glasses to wear, which really help him to see text clearly. I'm so thankful that we found out about his eye condition while he is young. Because this affects reading and writing, I've considered homeschooling him for the rest of the year. There is also a part-time support school where the classes are much smaller and there are less transitions. I could teach him one-on-one, which would give him an opportunity to really catch up. However, he is very happy in school and has lots of friends and really likes a few of his teachers. So what do I do? What is the best decision to make? I spoke to many people who homeschool and asked a lot of questions. I thought perhaps that my daughter, who is in kindergarten, could also be homeschooled and go to the part-time support school. I planned on creating exciting lessons for them and, of course, involving other children. So I informed the principal of their school. All I had to do was sign some papers, and that would be that. Well, as soon as I had made that decision, I started to change my mind. It was a struggle. I went back and forth, thinking and rethinking. So finally, I went back to the school and told the principal that I had changed my mind. I will keep my kids in school, but had them at home a couple of mornings a week to teach them myself. He gave me a wary look, shook my hand, and politely went back to his office to change his records. Well, I'm a woman, right? Changing my mind all the time is what I'm supposed to do, isn't it? The important thing is that I do what is best for my kids. So if they can stand to be around their back and forth mother a bit more than usual, I shouldn't have to change my mind for a while. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Well known. He didn't become a well-known artist until after his death. He didn't become a well-known artist until after his death. Background. The background of the image in the photo is saturated with colour. The background of the image in the photo is saturated with colour. To diagnose. To find out what the problem is, his condition needs to be diagnosed. To find out what the problem is, his condition needs to be diagnosed. Transition. Moving to another country can be an exciting but difficult transition. Moving to another country can be an exciting but difficult transition. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. There'll be a few more until Christmas, then I'll be taking a week off. So I hope you have the text available It's on the website at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and there's also the app available in iTunes. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.